Guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful The Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast. Doing this right before one of my classes, and oh my God, is personal excellence dead? Right? Has it died? Do people even talk about it anymore? Do you hear it about it often in our culture? See, it's kind of like the great craft, the great contributions, right? What's happening today? And that's when you ask yourself, is personal me? Me, my excellence, the best I can do, is that dead? You know, you have to be the person, maybe, in your family, in your community, your friends. You want to do things with excellence. You know, some of you are listening to this podcast. You're attracted to personal development because, obviously, you want to raise your potential. You want to fulfill your true potential. Fulfill that destiny. You're into the idea that how you show up matters. However, some people just don't understand. Some people, obviously, and again, I get it, in regards to COVID, what has happened over the last couple of years and stuff like that. And some people would say, how can you ask more about, from people now? Because so much turmoil, there's so much division, there's so much struggle. How can these people who have gone through all these things have more to give, and to be honest with you, it's a belief in potential. It's a belief in personal responsibility, it's basically, one's ability to make a meaningful difference in the world and having those multiple levels of it. See, there's like a level of self-fulfilling and potential in general. Because we're excellent in who we are. We follow our values. We have our own personal integrity. We have our self-respect, all that good stuff, right? And when we allow ourselves time to do what we say we're going to do, what ends up happening is we end up having the highest deals, potential, aspirations, But sometimes when you don't do it, in human psychology, we just end up disliking ourselves. We don't change that behavior. When I was actually thinking about this today, after the whole thing had happened with the gym, like I had told you in my last podcast, I said to myself, damn, if I actually had the personal responsibility to just show up to the gym, I wouldn't even be having to go through this right now. I wouldn't. If I just showed up. If I just said, I'm going to go at 7 a.m. and go to this gym, regardless of anybody else, regardless of the people who are there, I signed up for it. Therefore, I should commit to it. See, if I just committed to it, hey, there it is. But then I ended up just like pointing blame at other people saying, you didn't hold your end of the bargain. Well, you bought the 30 sessions. You should have held your end of the bargain and show up to the gym. And that just leads me down the path of like living an unexpressed life, an unfulfilled life, and living below my potential. We end up living in mediocrity. See, I know that some of you get that feeling that, hey, you know what? You got to challenge yourself. And I get those feelings. And that's why I signed up for the gym. And that's why I go to this gym and I can't walk. And, this is happening, that's happening, but it could be a lot of wear and tear on my knee. But nonetheless, I love to challenge myself. I miss challenging myself physically. And now that I've literally already done that and committed to that and not going to, go to that gym anymore and stuff like that, now it's like, well, what's another way that I could challenge myself? And so that's that. Now, another level is social service. And remember what I told you about in the previous podcast, thinking about who I talked to over the last 5 years. Who did I interact with? And I can tell you right now, think about the people who said they were going to do the things, but they never did it. They slowed things down. They created drama. And it's all because they didn't do their job. You owe you an explanation and they owe them an explanation. Right? We've been with those people who didn't show up on time. I've had those friends who stood me up and I went all the way to the other side of town, about 30 kilometers away, only to be there for X amount of time and they never showed up. Yet I was still friends with them and I still decided to see them, I believe, in 2019 until I finally kicked them out of my life completely in 2020. Yeah, absolutely. And I owe myself an explanation because I continue allowing them abuse the privilege of being in my life. And so if any of those resonate with you, just don't be that person. See, personal excellence is also social responsibility. You said you were going to do it. Do it because it has a greater impact on others. You know, and we often live in that world where people think they're just narcissistic. Like, how can they not care about their performance when it impacts other people? You look at the NBA, a lot of people, they don't give their 100. They don't. Why do they have their jobs? Because they're a name. That's it. They get jobs based on them just having a name. But if you look at their track record and what they've done over the last 3 to 4 years, they're not even worth near as much. They just aren't. You know? And so this comes down to the whole not delivering, right? And again, a lot of people, you know, what is it? Wishing that you were better, not circumstances. So Jim Rome, he said the quote, what did he say? Don't wish the circumstances were better. Wish you were better. Learn those skills. You know, but a lot of people, too much has changed. The economic, political, war, fucking monkeypox now, right? Working from home. I've been doing that for a long time already. I've been doing that since the beginning of 2020. I was doing that way before they even said, oh my God, learn online? No way. I still remember when that happened. I was sitting at home and I was like, hey, maybe you would want to learn online, huh? Learn through Zoom? That's impossible. How can we do that? Now it's the thing, whether you like it or not, you know, and again, it's very easy for us to get caught up in that culture of enabling and empathy. And I get it. Yes, empathy, absolutely important. But after time, maturity and potential should kick in and you need to learn how to pivot and adapt. Like I said before about that, of course, about the CEO of the lab, which is now shut down. After seeing some of his videos, he literally moved only a few pieces of his equipment into a hotel. This guy went from having 3 locations and 3 businesses to being in a small room at a hotel. Personal responsibility. Take responsibility. You know, showing up on time and serving others. You know, if you're at home, okay, are you going to get ready at the last minute? Are you going to show up 5 minutes late? And you need to start caring about what other people think, the ones that you're actually serving, and how to deal with them on a consistent basis. So yeah, you still got to show up. You still got to get ready. All that happens, like me. You know, I always ask myself, man, how did that class go? How was my energy? Did I add value? Did we move towards something? I care about my service towards others. And the thing is, you want to elevate those around you, period. Not the other way, not bringing them down. And again, I know a lot of people, they take joy in being that, you know, being that complainer, the weak link, and, you know, just needing, being that person that needs that attention, right? And so there it is. And then of course, obviously the social recognition of everything. And this is how you strive to do everything excellent. And this is about, is personal excellence dead? See, if you got to sweep the floor, do it with excellence. You got to make the presentation, do it with excellence. Cut the video, do it with excellence. When I teach, do it with excellence. When I run, I'm going to bust my ass. When I work out, I'm going to bust my ass. When I serve people, you best believe. Maybe you have a manager meeting, do that with excellence. You see, because if you cheat your potential, it's going to ultimately just harm other people, right? He cheated his potential, Richard. Okay, he's the CEO of the lab, and now the lab is no more. He cheated his potential. And because he cheated his potential, because he did not want to learn to pivot and to listen to other people's opinions, not only him, but the investors who were also involved, who ended up taking their money out and everything. And then it was just him, and then he fell within a year. Well, guess what? The team didn't achieve much. They weren't able to get overhead. The business stopped growing after probably 2018 when they started shutting down other areas. The relationships did not grow anymore. He terminated a lot of relationships when one of the gyms near my home got shut down. He didn't even tell anyone. That was the end. And you know, people just don't want to be around those types of underperformers. He doesn't have anyone left. He went from having hundreds of people who supported his brand and wore his shirts to being stuffed in a gym at a hotel to having maybe only 4 to 5 clients. Personal responsibility. You end up isolating yourself when you end up not fulfilling that potential. And so what has to happen is you're going to have to extend beyond your comfort zone. You gotta require you to show up and deliver, right? And again, that skill, that mastery, that art, that career, those contributions, that feeling of spirituality to take you to that next level. Because if you don't, you end up just being unfulfilled, you know? And it's going to take excellence. So are there areas of your life that you're not showing up as a boss, a husband, a wife, a caregiver, a lover, an artist, a student, a teacher? You can maybe do better. And it doesn't take feeling bad about yourself. Listening to your heart that wants to be like a human that actually actualizes human potential. That's who you want to be. And so what area can you be more excellent at? What area can you do better at in your life? What area can you develop more habits about so you can start expediting the process? What skills can you start beating on so you can take your life to the next level so you're not in the same position you were a year ago? I can tell you right now, I see people on a routine basis, whether it's the main next door over here to our house or the kid, you know, or the lady over here, the people across the street. Do I see them consistently getting better? I don't know. But this is a question to them. This is a question to you. Like, what is it going to take for you to get from here to here? That's that big question. And some people, they just end up folding. They don't pivot. They fold. This guy went from having 3 places with a shitload of clients. And guess what? Only the strong survived during COVID. Now there are only about 5 of those boutique gyms left. Why? Because they understood that, hey, I need to pivot. I need to do a little bit more. I need to somehow get more people in, more clients in, because all these gyms are done. They're down. They're down for the count. So now I look back and I say, wow, Arsenio, how much did you pivot? What did you need to learn? I faced me. I owed me an explanation. I wasn't in my life. I wasn't where I wanted to be in my life. And I had to call it out in the mirror and say to yourself and say to myself, I need to do something if I'm going to go to this next level. I can't just be living in this same position over and over. I can't be living this same life over and over. Am I where I want to be? Do I have the skills? Do I have students? Do I have income and multiple sources of income? And do I have a greater profound impact? I asked myself that in 2020, I was nowhere near where I wanted to be. And I could tell you right now, with 540,000 podcast plays, and if you add even everything that I had on this podcast and the podcast before, 600,000 plus, my impact is massive. Changing people's lives. One of my students got into the University of Minnesota Dental School. She's going to hurry up and get that certification, become a dentist in the United States. Changing people's lives. I showed up and I showed out. And you got to do that too, over and out.